And welcome, everybody. Episode 738 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great. Breakman the Bold is, I want to say on assignment, but I'm not going to BS you guys. He's under the weather, so he'll be back hopefully next week, 100%, and, hopefully he gets better. I sent him a message earlier. Hopefully, he feels better and stuff like that. I don't know if he's got a stomach ache, headache, or whatever, or a RP Grinders ache. I don't know. But hopefully he'll get better and be back next week. That's all I can say. All right. Eric, how are you, man?
I'm fine.
How was your week, dude?
Better than last week for the most part, I guess.
Oh, that's good. That's always a good thing, man. All right, let's get into the news, get this done and over with.
RPG News.
All right, Eric.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Shiravune to release Dungeon Traveler's DRPG trilogy for PC later this year. Dungeon crawling RPGs, for those who don't know what DRPG means. That includes Dungeon Traveler's Two Heart 2 in Another World, Dungeon Traveler's 2, The Royal Library and the Monster Seal, which is the only Dungeon Traveler's game that I was actually localized for PlayStation Vita. I think the other one was a PSP game and PC game or something. But the Vita game had a sequel called Dungeon Traveler's 2-2, which we never got. But they're being localized and released on PC. But since Steam's review process is rather difficult to get a game like this approved, they're just skipping it entirely.
Well,
I think they're pushing to get it on the platform, but they want it out now, so they're going to go to a platform called JoRun.
Why is that? Because of the content, Eric? Maybe nudity?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Not nudity, because if there was nudity, I guess what Steam considered nudity, I guess, would be enough to flag it as an adult game. Basically, the ratings process is almost as strict as Sony's. Yeah. But I think there's an algorithm that just flags you, and it's just hard to get a game approved because of that. And I think the people on the review board for Steam are of a particular persuasion.
I always wondered why a developer with a little bit of money, like a mid-tier developer, wouldn't produce their own adult-only game to see how it would do. On a platform like the PS5.
They don't have a problem with adult-only games. There's crazy shit on there. But when it comes to anime adult content, it has its hardest time getting on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let alone staying on Steam if it gets approved.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird.
But, I don't know why they didn't use Faku, because that's, a good place to put your game on.
Yeah, I think we got a story about
Faku's
that.
Faku's a known entity in the West.
Skodama, I think we have a story on that.
I guess they could, consider putting it on other platforms like Faku later.
Yeah. Skodama says, oh my god, there's a new Armored Core 6 coming out. Yeah, I think we do have that. Then
I reviewed Dungeon Travelers 2 a long ass time ago.
Yeah.
But
yeah. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, if my tabs will work with me here. Pocket Mirror Golden Trom launches for PC on May 19th. And it looks kind of cool. It's like a retro, older, that style, but it's a remaster of the 2016 mystery horror RPG, which you very rarely see. I just wish this would come out with the Switch or something, because I'd probably get it. I like stuff like this. Remember, Eric, we had this talk a long time ago, years ago, about horror RPGs or the lack thereof, and this is one of them, but I really wish this would come out on Switch or something of that nature. I'd like to play something like this. Skodama says, I don't know if you guys ever played it, but it's super fun for mech fighting games. Did you ever play Armored Core, Eric? I didn't.
I never got around to playing the original model. I remember playing the demo on the PlayStation demo disc, but I never went beyond that.
Yeah, I'm aware of that game because
the quality of the game has increased over time, but they've always been kind of impenetrable for most people because of the way the game controls is just not what you expect a mech piloting game to play like.
Right, right. It
plays. But apparently, this new game is gonna probably have some modernized, standardized controls that make it more welcoming to new players.
Yeah, yeah.
I still expect it to be super hard, because those games are all hard.
Yeah. Well, but I mean,
a lot of the difficulty from the original games comes from its weird-ass control scheme, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, I mean, the shift towards harder games is in full force. Look at From Software and others, man. I mean, people like it. I like accessibility. I like my games to be playable. And you know what else I hate? I hate when they... This is why I don't trophy hunt or look for, achievements or anything like that. Because a lot of the achievements are behind these difficulty walls. And unless you're like an expert gamer that can do... gangbusters on hard games like Dark Souls and Demon Souls and all those games, you're not going to get those platinums or those diamond achievements where you get everything in the game. It's just it the more accessible the better for me. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to have you in here. We're just discussing things. Breakman is not feeling well this week, so he'll be back next week, I'm hoping. Found a sport I could actually enjoy watching. What? Golf?
Also, it doesn't help that, like, one of the Armored Core 5 had, like, two versions. They're, like, Armored Core 5, and then there was something else called 4 Answer, I think.
Yeah.
And it had a 360 release, but that game isn't available on the digital store, and it wasn't backwards compatible anyways.
Freak 5 says he likes slap fighting. I like slap fighting too, man. Although I think there needs to be more regulation on that sport, man. It's brutal. I mean, those people's faces, man. I mean, it's crazy, man. You know what's even funner, Freak 5, is this Slap Mountain. Look up Slap Mountain on YouTube, Freak 5. It's pretty fun. It's real trashy and stupid, but it's just fun. All right, Eric, I think you get the next story.
So I'm from Golden Trom. Kind of gives me feelings of Corpse Party / the horror elements from Umineko.
Wait, which game are you talking about? The
good game you just talked
about. Oh, Mirror. About. Yeah, the Mirror game. Yeah. Next story, Eric.
Cygames is opening in North American and European branches. And as soon as it finishes loading, it says while no titles are announced by name, perhaps the upcoming releases of Granblue Fantasy Relink or Granblue Fantasy Versus Rising will be the first titles promotion, with the promotion handled by these newly established branches.
Yeah, I mean that's cool. I guess it's more games, more games is a good thing. Scumman says, LOL, slap fighting is ridiculous. The way they stand and take some of those slaps. It's crazy, man. It's a crazy sport. I don't even know how it's sanctioned, to be honest, man. I mean, God, I was watching this one fight and slap fight, and this one dude's side of his face was just like fucking, like, I don't know. It was like, oh, it was brutal, man. His whole side of his face was all fucked up. Yeah, I think he ended up winning, but damn, man, at what cost? There's got to be some stuff in place for concussions and other things. I mean, they need way more regulation on that sport, man. It's crazy. Freak 5 says, I saw Evil Dead Rise on Sunday and enjoyed it, but I realized a major problem with the Evil Dead series that I don't know why I didn't realize it before. Ooh, I'm curious, Freak 5, because I actually like the new style of Evil Dead movies. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, and it's about Mega Man, if it ever loads here. Mega Man Battle Network Legacy Collection surpasses 1 million units worldwide. That's actually a pretty big
for a game like this. Yeah, it kind of beat Mega Man 11's initial sales figures.
That's crazy. That's really crazy. But this is good news. This maybe we'll get more legacy games because of this, Eric.
And so from what I hear, Battle Network 4 has that same distinction.
All right.
Which just makes me wonder why they canceled Star Force 4 and then decided just to can the Star Force series.
Well, they haven't come out other than the Mega Man 11. What Mega Man entities proper have they come out with? Like that's a criminally underutilized.
Since Mega Man 11, there hasn't been a new Mega Man game of any sort. We've been getting these collections.
I know. I mean, you would think this is one of their huge properties.
Oh, actually, that's not true. We got that arcade game in Japan that could only be played in Japan.
Well, I'm talking about stuff here. And then we've got
this other project that's also probably going to be Japan only because of the nature of the game itself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like no flagship Mega Man games are coming out.
I mean, it's so weird. It's a huge property. You'd think they would make quite a bit of money from it, but you know, whatever. I mean,
when they said they didn't know what to do with 11, which is why it took so long for 11 to come out. Maybe they don't know what to do after 11.
Well, just come out with 12 and make it just as hard because, I mean, people like the hard games now. I mean, it's not like, you know, back in the day in the Nintendo, you know, when Nintendo was...
I'd be willing to play a Mega Man Souls-like.
I mean, why not? I mean, those games are fucking hard as it is anyways. I mean, why not? Fucking go all out. Make it hard and, you know, people seem to like that. That's the growing trend right now, you know, so... I mean, I don't know. I would. I mean, right now is the time. I mean, it's peak.
Like you play as some random Reploid, and they can even like make it souls like where like the reason why you keep resurrecting is tied to like the story somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Why not? All right, Eric. Next story.
And next story is Arto's got a release date for May 1st, so Monday. No, wait, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Colorful action RPG. While it doesn't have the budget of something like Hi-Fi Rush, it's basically using a similar sort of aesthetic.
Yeah. Looks good. I mean, this is like one of those games where as you walk, you color the world type thing, you know. Mm-hmm. I like it. I like stuff like that that's a little unique and, you know, it's kind of cool. And then, you know, this type of game is not good for obsessive compulsive people because they'll want to paint the whole game, you know what I mean? Like they'll be on this game forever, man. Freak, I'm still curious of what your take on the Evil Dead the newer Evil Deads. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net as well. All of our stories are from RPGsite.net. Caligula Effect 2, if my stupid... Oh, come on. Oh, here we go. Caligula Effect 2 coming to PlayStation 5 sometime this year. So that's what they're saying. I'm looking at the...
It doesn't say anything about like a free upgrade for those who bought the PS4 version, so you probably have to buy it again.
Oh, of course. Of course. Alright.
I still have to review this game. I might just request code for the PS5 version and just cover that one instead.
Yeah, maybe. Alright, Freak5 says, the evil was obviously released in the past. It takes the reading of the Necronomicon to be released, and they always release the evil by playing a recording of the Necronomicon being read. So when that recording was made, the evil would have been released. And this movie, they listen to a recording of a priest saying the evil is killing his friends because of him making the recording that the kid in this movie listened to. Yeah, and the priest says they can't contain the evil. It is kind of weird, Freak 5. Like, there has to be an original recording, and that recording probably was what released the evil in the first place, which is weird. How did they stop? Yeah, how did they? So why did the evil stop killing people until now? Maybe it just took a reawakening. You know, maybe the priest blessed it or something, and temporarily put the evil on hold. I don't know. There's always, you know, reasons, I guess, but whatever. All right, Eric, did you do this Caligula story or did I? I think I did this one. Next one, Eric.
I did the Caligula story.
Oh, okay. I'll do this one then. All right. Man, my tabs are not cooperating with me at all today. And I have no idea why. Hold on. Oh, Dotemu announces Might and Magic Clash of Heroes Definitive Edition for PS4, Nintendo Switch,
and maybe that's PC. The key to stopping the Nevergamacon. You need to combat chaos with chaos.
I'm sorry, hold on.
What? Okay, go ahead.
What did you say, Eric? I'm sorry.
See, maybe that's the key to stopping the Necronomicon. You just have to give it more chaos.
I guess.
So much chaos that it can't handle, and that's what Ashley clearly is. He's chaos incarnate.
Holy shit, look who's in chat. It's Breakman. He's like, he was too sick to come on the show, but he's in chat. Let's see. Why did the evil stuff killing people? And now, Wyland says Ash clearly fumbled his way to stopping it in the past. Breakman, who's in chat, says, "Geez, so picky. What will you complain about next? Feeding Mogwai after midnight?" Yeah, exactly. Why do you have to poke holes in everything? Geez, I know, Freak Five. What's wrong with you?
Maybe we learn like Ash is actually Asmodeus reincarnated, which is why he doesn't suffer any of the effects of the Necronomicon.
Oh, Bruce is on that recording too. Wyland says, "Oh, so maybe." Maybe he was the one. Maybe the actor himself, Bruce Campbell, in real life, is the one that stopped the evil in the past. it's part of how I enjoy my movies. What by spoiling?
By analyzing them.
Analyzing, yeah. All right. Did I do this story already? Oh, yeah, definitive edition for and it doesn't have like a release date per se. I didn't see a release date, so. It is summer. It says summer. So he isn't really sick. I don't see him.
It is not official until you type coughs.
I know. You have to type coughs in there, Breakman. So, you know, I mean, the audience is really, really perceptive. So you got to put in some coughs and stuff, Eric, Breakman. All right, Eric. Let's see. Your next story.
Yeah. Cry Machina has been delayed in Japan to July. Late July. So, probably just sounds like it was delayed by about 3 weeks, so nearly a month.
Yeah, so which means we'll never get this.
No. It's only a 3 month delay for Japan, so who knows when we'd be getting it anyway.
Yeah, I know. If we ever get it, you know.
No, we are getting it.
Oh, we are getting it. So just whenever.
It says fall 2023.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's probably a shipping delay.
Yeah, maybe. All right, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Neptunia. See, I think Breakman's plan is to wait for the news to get done, and he's going to be like, I'll jump on now. I feel okay now.
Well, more like a shipping delay based on production delays.
Oh, my God, Breakman, really? Asthma sucks, man. Bernie has asthma. Yuck. One of my department leads on Monday said she thinks asthma is fake and asthmatics are just faking. Oh, my God. That's so ridiculous. I've had moments like when I got sick this last time, I thought I had COVID, and I literally thought I was going to fucking die based on how I was breathing. Like, I could not get enough air. It was weird. Wyland says, my brother had a fun theory. That the reason that earthquake happened because happened that unleashed the book was because of the end of season one of Ash versus Evil Dead. Whoa, that's crazy, Wyland. I have to watch that again, but that might make sense. That could potentially be why. I did notice that they changed the book a little bit, which I did not like. That's one change I didn't like.
Well, if they ever want to end the series, they could just burn the book and get rid of it forever.
You can't. You can't burn that book. It's unburnable. This from the lady who
called. Conventional means, anyway.
This from the lady who called in sick last year because she broke up with her boyfriend of 1 month. Oh, boy. Started out every morning for puke. Yeah, God, man, that sucks, Breakman. Feel better, dude. That book bites back, he said. Freak Five says, and then she called in sick 3 days late, or 3 days this week, and on Facebook she was saying something about being sad and sometimes needing to take a mental health day. There are three books. Is that one of the three books that's in this new one, Wylan? I thought they all had the same cover, though. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. She was finally back today. I told her, I don't think you were really sick. I think you were faking for attention. Good job, Freak Five. There you go. All right. Eric, is it your turn or my turn? On the Neptunia sisters.
Neptunia's yours, because I did right. Cry mocking
up. Neptunia Sisters versus Sister Switch version unveiled for Japan. So there you go. If you're into the Neptunia series, this one might get here 2-3 years ago.
We got Sisters vs. Sisters on PS4 and 5
a
couple months ago, but it's coming to Switch now.
I got you. It's on Switch now. So we might get it on Switch here, I don't know, a year, maybe. One of three books. Wow, it changes every movie. But I thought the books looked pretty much similar, Wylan. Like, they all had the face, the Necronomicon face. At least I was under the impression it did. But, and I know they look different, but it had the same, like, teeth on the cover, you know, the mouth. They changed it up for this one. Maybe this is, like you said, there were three books in Army of Darkness. Yep, that I knew. So, all right. All right, well, I mean, maybe it's just one of those books. I don't know. All right, Eric, last story.
Mary Skelter finale launches for PC this fall. So, yeah. None of the Mary Skelter games, I think, are on PC. But Mary Skelter finale has all three of the games back packed into it. So you can just play that and then play those.
Yeah. Well, they also said that they do a good job of, like, recapping the other games.
If you don't want to play them.
Yeah, if you don't want to play them, you can just jump right into this one, which is probably what I would do.
And it has all the DLC as well, so which has story content, so Locked Up in Love, True End is the true ending route.
Yeah. Skodomus says, made of human skin. Yes, the Necronomicon is supposedly made of human skin. So, all right, that's the news for the week. Glad we got through that in a timely fashion. Could be, but that's why that's a plot point now. Yeah. I see it.
Oh, yeah, I have to note. The True End DLC was, for whatever reason, they're choosing not to localize it in English with a dub, so it'll be Japanese voices and English subtitles, which is weird, because the base game has English dub.
Yeah. Homie Discounts, Sony's running its new May sale right now. I picked up a couple of things for less than a buck. Fragments of Midnight and Birthday of Midnight. Those are two, like, really simplistic games. I used to have Fragments of Midnight. I don't know what happened. I think it was on my other account. But I picked it up for, like, 25 cents or something. I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. I got a platinum in that. I'm so proud of that platinum. I know it's, like, the easiest platinum ever. But it's just a simplistic little game where you go and get 36 fragments. It's like Meat Boy Light, like a super, super easy Meat Boy is the best way to describe Fragments of Midnight. And then they changed up the formula in Birthday of Midnight a little bit to where you're like, I don't know, it's weird. You're not moving your character in the same way. Like, you have to kind of like shoot your character in different directions, like a slingshot type thing, like a Angry Birds kind of way. Is the best way to explain it. Whereas before you had full control of over your character left and right, but, you know, whatever. Don't worry, they took the skin off the bone of those 600-pound people after they had the surgery, so it was a win-win. Wow, break, man. So not too much on the homie discounts this week. I know the new games came out. It was not very impressive on Sony's part. I can't even remember the games offhand, and Xbox didn't have anything super spectacular either.
It's technically a leak, so it may not be true. I mean, we don't know if those are actually going to be the games, but those are probably going to be the
games. Those are the games. It was confirmed, Eric. I saw the confirmation later on different Sony, official deal, but Still sucks.
They're like two of out of the three look like one's a sports game, one's vaguely a sports looking game.
Yeah,
the other one feels like it's a multiplayer game.
Yeah, it's not a great month for Sony, if you ask me. But you know, you can't every month can't be great.
I mean, like the games with gold are Star Wars Episode One Pod Racer.
Yeah,
and that's the HD remaster, by the way, that came out like a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and which isn't bad. It's just not what I really want to play right away. But and the other one is a game called No, which is an adventure game.
I guess. I mean, nothing
which isn't for everybody either. So
yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean, I'm sure somebody will get enjoyment out of it. All right, let's move on to
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
What you been playing, Eric?
Just more Octopath Traveler 2. I've got one of the final character chapters done, and there's seven more to go, and then I'll be in the post game content after that.
Yeah, you get done with games quick. I don't know how you do.
Thing they apparently done that's an improvement over the original is there's a side quest in the original game that has all your characters fight against a super boss.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the entire party Final Fantasy VI style, where they're split into groups. And it's actually kind of hard, and the reward you get for it is an accessory that nullifies all random encounters, which, if you beat that boss, you don't need it anymore, because you've done everything. Mm-hmm. Which is stupid. And I'm kind of annoyed that it's a similar situation in this game. I think they just did it again, because you're fighting the exact same boss. You can fight Galdera again. And it's probably the same goddamn reward. But there is a new true route that unlocks that involves all the characters much in the same manner that did, but there's more story content to it because the game's actually building towards a final boss villain instead of it just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah. Breakman says Pod Racer.
So the story's better constructed in this game.
Yeah. Breakman says, Pod Racer, there's a game everyone is screaming for, said no one. I've actually been gaming a lot. It's almost like I'm sick or something. Or six, either or. Breakman, take your choice. No Man's Sky, Rogue Stormers, JoJo's Bizarre Adventures is what he's been playing. JoJo has some of the funniest game animations I've ever seen. Yeah, I've never even, you know, Eric keeps on me to watch that anime, and I've never even seen that anime. I gotta watch it. I'm gonna get rid of Netflix here real soon. I gotta start watching that shit, man. Alright, I played Pillars of Eternity, and I found out why I quit in rage the last time I played Pillars of Eternity. It's because it's fucking hard. The first dungeon, true dungeon that you get in, actually the second dungeon that you get in, like, I'm like, I don't understand. Do I need to level up? Do I need to get more? I mean, it's obvious that I do because when I go, oh, and Civ 6, Breakman says, of course you're playing Civ 6. You know, I mean, it's next year impossible. And then I remembered the other thing I didn't quite like about this game. It has like a pause system, sort of like a turn-based system, but not really. How dare you? Freak 5 says the game is too hard, the frame branches story. No, it really is, Freak 5. Like, the second dungeon, actually, it's like the first, the first real dungeon, I guess. And it just happens near the beginning of the game. And then what sucks is, like, right at the beginning of the game, one of my characters falls ill, right? And I think it's, like, planned or something, you know? And then you go to a different town to maybe get some camping materials or whatever. And Frank thought Mario Paint was too. How dare you, son of a bitch. You're exiled. But you go to get like some supplies and stuff. And by the time you come back, that character's just gone. I mean, their stuff is there. So they're obviously dead. But it's like, what? I just went to go get shit. And I came right back. Like, what? Anyways. So that's why I threw my controller the first time and probably why I'm going to throw my controller a second time. I'll give it a go. I'll go into town and try to upgrade my characters and whatever. Go get a hobby and prepare to kiss your ass goodbye. I know, man. It's so hard. Damn it. I do like Mario Paint. Mario Paint was very relaxing. Touch grass, Scotoma says. Jesus Christ, you guys are relentless, man. All right. So I played a little bit of Fragments of Midnight. I got all 36 fragments, like, right away. And then Birthday of Midnight, I tried out a little bit. And it's a different animal of a game. Still fairly easy, but, I mean, I don't know.
It might make sense if they just, maybe they're supposed to die. Maybe you're not supposed to finish that quest.
No, I don't think so, Eric. I think, I don't know, man. It's really weird. They set you up to where you're with this character at the very beginning, right? So they become part of your party, and then you get to this part where you see this, like machine thing, and it, like, freaks you out, you know, both you and your other character. And, okay, I get it, you know, you're not supposed to see that this early in the game, and the one character is, like, you know, fall asleep, right? Like, you know, puts that character to sleep or something, like, in a perpetual, like, they're sick, right? Or something is going on with them. And then, so you're like, okay, well, I gotta go to the town to get, like, camping supplies, and we can camp out here, and all is good. Well, I go there, I recruit another character, and by the time I get back, all of her stuff was just laying there, and I'm like, oh, fuck, was I supposed to just lay here? Like, I don't understand.
What prepare am I ahead of time?
I mean, I guess, but there's really no preparing, because you get attacked, you're on a caravan, you get attacked, and then you're off, right? You have to take off with this character to go do a couple of things.
Maybe it's because you're not supposed to do that quest before you finish.
No, it funnels you into that quest, into that direction. Like, there's no... What's up, Jen?
Yeah, nice to have you. It might be premeditated. It's like it's part of the quest.
I mean...
You meet them later.
Possibly, but when I went back, I was like, well, that really fucking sucks. I mean, I like that character, too. I mean, it's pretty badass. I mean, she was taking care of business, you know? And then I get to the next town, and I get this elf guy that can't do shit and got my ass handed to me. So I'm like, God damn, man. I mean, that's an area. I mean, and it doesn't really give you a tutorial, so you don't really... I mean, other than having knowledge of Diablo and other Diablo-type games, like, you don't know what you're doing, you know? And it's not very intuitive, is what I'm saying. And that's... I think that's why I quit last time. I'll stick with it a little bit longer here, but I don't know, man. It's just kind of infuriating.
The only negative comments I got from people who played it say that the console version is just an inferior way to play the game.
Yeah, that I can see. I can see where a PC version would be much better. It's a great game. Like, it looks good. It's it feels okay, but
I wonder how well it would play on a Steam Deck. I mean, there is a touchscreen on there.
I don't know. That's a good question, Eric. But it's a fine game. And I picked it up super cheap.
I just hook up a Bluetooth mouse to the thing.
Yeah, I think I got it for like $5 or something, and it was, you know, I mean, it's a good game. There's no doubt. I mean, it's got intrigue and, you know, all that. I don't know. Freak 5 says maybe they wandered off and an illness caused delirium. I guess. Scotoma says there's a funny video of a guy in all the Zelda games he plays in the very beginning. He sees how long it takes to touch grass. Oh, yeah, yeah.
To touch grass.
Yeah, yeah. That's your touch grass comment. There you go. I think what really happened, she met a hotter NPC and left Frank in the dust. How dare you, break man. My character's female anyways, so how dare you. Freak 5 says, hotter than Frank? Yeah, nobody's hotter than Frank. That's what Freak 5 said, you know. I mean, you know, I agree with you, Freak 5. I don't know why you're telling the world what everybody already knows, but, you know. Okay, so there you go. That's what we've been playing. Let's go on to reviews, because I know Eric has a review.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Eric, what you got for us?
So I got a review on the feed that you can all check out later, but it's for Melon Journey, Bittersweet Memories.
All right.
But I did watch a movie, and I watched Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, wow. The
2006 schlocky horror creature feature.
Yeah.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
Frank says, Frank as a woman? Welp, I'm gay now. Oh, yeah, Snakes on the Plane with Samuel L. Jackson. Eric, what you got for us?
Also, Kenan Thompson's in this movie for some reason.
Weiland. You weren't before?
Anyways, the whole movie set starts when this twink basically is witness to the beating and murder of a prosecutor by a mobster. And he gets noticed by them. So, while he hides out in his house, they do go after him. And then the FBI basically puts him under his protection so he can be a witness to the trial so they can finally bust this guy. And
everybody in chat's exiled.
Their attempts to try to kill him don't end there because the plane he gets on to go to LA to testify is loaded up with snakes. And then they use a pheromone to make them go crazy and they start ruining things. And that's where the movie goes on for about 2 hours.
Yep. Like that. Yep. That's what it is, man. I mean, it's snakes on a plane, man.
And it's a very aughts movie, too, because there's lots of problematic stuff going on in the movie.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's worth a watch.
It's a fun movie, man. I mean,
and what you're really waiting for is Samuel L. Jackson to say these motherfucking snakes. It doesn't happen until the end of the movie.
Right, right. And he does say it.
Also, because Legally Blonde was popular back then, they had a character that's basically that.
Oh, dear Lord. Breakman, you're exiled, you son of a bitch. I'm glad you're not on the show today, son of a bitch. Frank exiles everyone.
So yeah, I'm giving this movie...
Killed Achievement Unlocked.
I'm giving this movie a 6.5.
Yeah, I think that's proper, man. I think I gave it 7 out of 10 when I reviewed it way back in the day. Guild Achievement Unlocked, Frank Exiles. Yeah, everybody in chat gets an exile. These sons of bitches. I mean, I don't think
also,
that's...
Also, the funny thing is Kenan Thompson's character says he can fly the plane because he's played... Flight simulator.
Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a PS2 flight simulator.
No, you know, if you're very good at flight simulator, you can technically fly a Cessna because it has everything that you need to fly an actual plane, but playing a game and flying a plane are two completely different animals.
I'd rather have that than have somebody that doesn't know anything about planes at all.
I agree. I totally agree, man. If somebody tells me, yeah, man, I played
flight... Especially when you can get help from the, you know, air traffic controller.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I played flight simulators for years. You know, I trust that guy along with air traffic control over somebody that doesn't know anything. Females, how dare you guys... I had a thought this morning that I thought was funny, but I realized it might be insensitive. Freak vibe. I think all of us have those type of feelings, man. All right, let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Eric, did you have a Stinko of the Week?
Not especially, but I mean... Other than the continuing bullshit on the attacks of the LGBT and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's an all-time stinko, though.
Yeah, that's a Hall of Fame stinko, man. Hall of Shame stinko. I have a couple. One is, I've been kind of... you obviously can't watch the Trump trial with E. Jean Carroll. But by all accounts, man, I mean, Trump's a monster. And it was pretty harrowing to hear, or not hear, but like to...
Yeah, I do have a stinko, but it's kind of connected to our free-for-all. So
okay, we'll talk about it then, Eric. Let me finish here. It's pretty horrific. She's pretty detailed. She remembers details. You guys hear about the high school in Wisconsin. What story are you referring to, Skodema?
So many stories, I'm not sure I actually heard that one.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going around. But the E. Jean Carroll trial is pretty harrowing, I guess, is to say the least. And then also Nintendo, but we'll get into that in our free-for-all. But let's move on. to the happier side of things.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Now, I think Eric and I have the same one, but I'll go ahead and let Eric talk about the Sweetos.
My Sweeto is... Well, Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson got fired from their respective networks.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second here, but you also have another one that's gaming-related, Eric.
Yeah, CMA, the basically the UK's version of the FTC, has blocked the Microsoft-ABK merger. Now, this doesn't mean that Microsoft's going to give up, but it's nice to see that someone finally said no to them.
This is interesting because the United States definitely won't say no to any of it. They love monopolies.
Actually, no. They're actually considering it, blocking it.
Well, I mean, it would be the proper thing to do, Eric, because then that would make... I mean, they're already... Microsoft's already a juggernaut, but can you imagine an even bigger gaming juggernaut than Microsoft? I mean...
But I think what's especially hilarious about this is this because... Because the whole reason Microsoft wants to buy Activision is because they want King. And King is a mobile game developer. And they want to break into the mobile space and get all that mobile dollars.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think it's funny that they want to protect them from not having a monopoly on the mobile space, even though they kind of wouldn't. But they'd have a significantly large presence to the point where it would be, might as well be monopolization. But I can't help but feel that it comes down to the fact that we want people to have the freedom to exploit whales without your monopolization involved.
Oh, wait. I got something on that. Hold on. I'm glad you said that about the whales. Hold on. Hold on here, Eric. I got it, man. Just got to find it. And, of course, there's going to be commercials, so I'll have to... you know, talk about something. Let's do this. Here we go. Hopefully there's no commercials. Oh, and there's, of course, why would there not, why would there not be commercials, man? It's so stupid. All right, here we go. Here's, speaking of whales, here we go. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
A protest song.
Oh, that said the whales?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah. Play.
You pulling up a Cheech and Chong video, man.
Save the whales. They funky mind to save the whales. They pretty bad to save the whales. Save those big black funky whales. Well, save all the whales.
Yeah, save the whales and make sure and shoot those seals. That's straight from Cheech and Chong. I'm sorry, Eric. I had to distract us a little bit from stuff. But, okay, so, you know, this is a good thing. I mean, Microsoft already is Microsoft, right? They're, I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than Microsoft. I mean, Sony's fairly big, but they're nowhere near as big as Microsoft. I think Microsoft is valued in the trillions, the last I saw, Eric, and that's crazy. I mean, I think there's only two companies that are worth in the trillions. One of them is Microsoft, and then another is Apple. I mean, it's just, it's fucking crazy. If it was up to me, I would break up Microsoft, I'd break up Sony, I'd break up Apple, all of them. I mean, I really would. I mean, this is, it's getting ridiculous. And we're actually going to tie that into what we're going to talk about in Free For All with Nintendo. You know, but let's talk about Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson, whatever the fuck his name is. One of your great aunts died this week, Freak Five. That really sucks, man. Disney would be another one I would break up, man. Maybe not on the amusement park front, but definitely on the movie front. I would break up a lot of those companies, like Paramount. You know, like how it's supposed to be in the United States. We're not supposed to have any huge-ass companies like that. Weiland says, Chris Hemsworth is going to voice Optimus Prime in Transformers one. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about
what that. What is with their obsession with hiring voice talent for people who aren't, you know, in the voice acting business proper?
I don't know. I'm sure he'll be fine.
Jack gets a pass in Mario because he's done enough roles in everything for so many years to the point that he might as well be a voice actor now, as well as an actor and a musician.
No, honestly, I think it's okay. If you have a look, I know their reasoning, right? It's name recognition. I mean, let's be plain and simple. Chris Hemsworth has all these actors have a brand, Eric, and I can see where they're trying to garner more interest in a movie or a show, and they have the money to hire Chris Hemsworth, then by all means, try it. I don't know if the return is going to be all that great. I don't know.
But I'm more upset about the fact that they basically told Frank Weller to, you know, fucking retire, basically.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, look, we're going to talk more about capitalism when we get into this Nintendo stuff, Eric, but
I don't know how I feel about a European-sounding Optimus.
I don't care. I mean, look.
Unless he can, I don't know, have we ever heard Hemsworth ever drop his accent before?
Yes, of course.
Fake North American one?
Yes.
I haven't.
And he's fine. He did it in Vacation. He did it. I mean, there's been a few movies where he's dropped his accent. I mean, look, Chris Hemsworth is an A-list actor. I have no problem that he's going to be fine doing it, but like Breakman says, Eric has a good point though. Actors don't necessarily make good voice actors. That is true too, but I think Chris Hemsworth will be fine, just for the same reason that Eric gave Jack Black a pass. Like Jack Black has done voice acting, he's done regular acting, he's done a bunch of things that would definitely qualify him as being okay in the voice acting arena.
I mean, he's a musician, first of all, and he's the lead vocalist for Tenacious D, so he has to have, like, a dab hand at being able to voice act.
I think Chris Hemsworth's going to be fine. Let's just put it
all
that way.
All he did is probably repurpose his acting experience.
Yeah. Skodama says, Jack Black was awesome in Kung Fu Panda. He definitely was. I mean, he's a good actor. He's a good voice actor. I mean, Chris Hemsworth, I think, is a fine actor. I think he's an A-list actor. I think he, you know, could be on the short list of people that I hope win an Oscar someday.
I don't think I know who Coleman Domingo is.
Yeah, Wyland says Unicron in Rise of the Beast is going to be voiced by Coleman Domingo. That's casting I actually like. Yeah,
so is Rise of the Beast a sequel to Bumblebee?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not interested because it looked like a Michael Bay type style movie, and I'm not.
I wish they could just go completely away from that art direction.
I agree. You know? I wish they would do more Bumblebee. Like, I mean, Bumblebee is a great movie.
As the Bayverse former movies were, but it's still got that veneer.
It has that feel, and I'm like, I don't like that. I'm not interested in the new Transformers movie at all. Like, at all. Like, it just doesn't look appealing. Now, somebody might tell me, oh, it's great, and I'll watch it later, but I'm not going to go to the theaters to support something like that. I think it looks too beta up. I'm sorry. You know, maybe I'm jaded, but let's talk about this Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson thing, Eric. Don Lemon's a piece of shit, and I'm glad he's gone, and so is Tucker Carlson. So, I'm glad. You guys see all the Netflix Transformers? I saw most of them. Let's go to my
Yeah, those three Kingdom movies, yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch them yet.
Wyland says, I'm going to say it's a sequel to Bumblebee, takes place in the 90s. Okay, I mean, as long as it's not all fucking bait out like they're showing in the preview, then I'm down. But like, if it's a lot like Bumblebee, I'll watch it. But I don't like the base style of Transformers. All right, so
I kind of annoyed that he continued to make Bumblebee not have voice acting though.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he's basically mute still.
I need to drop Netflix too, Breakman. I got a few shows. JoJo's is one of them that I got to watch on Netflix before I drop it.
And I know the reasoning, since it is a sequel to Bumblebee, so they basically just. Oh, he doesn't have a voice box now. Okay.
Yeah, I guess. But which
could he's got to get a new one at some point in this film.
Tucker's going to get another show. Lemon is squeezed. Actually, Don Lemon will be just fine. Skodama, he'll get another show too. But here's the thing. Beginning again this summer for Stranger Things and Black Mirror next season, and then I'll drop it again. Why not just buy the shows, Breakman? It probably would be just as
cheaper,
maybe even cheaper. You know, I mean, I mean, of course, then you have access to Netflix.
Actually, can you buy any of the Black Mirror sets?
Yeah, you can buy them on Vudu, I think. Yeah. Mm. So let's talk about this Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson thing. And I think it was Breakman that brought it up in chat. Nobody really talks about Don Lemon and what a piece of shit he was. I don't know. Tucker's extremely popular, and some people are lobbying for him to get into politics. I don't really give a shit, Breakman. I think they both suck. I think Tucker Carlson has done more harm to the country than almost any other media personality / commentator that you could possibly think of. Don Lemon's another one. I mean, it couldn't happen to two better guys, as far as I'm concerned. Don Lemon is definitely a piece of shit. He always treated people like shit on his shows. He always thought he knew more than anybody else in the room. He always thought he was the smartest guy in the room. And I would have taken Don Lemon to task a long time ago. And Tucker Carlson is just otherworldly bad for the country. And I'm glad he's gone too. They both suck. They both suck. Optimus and Bumblebee's models look like they're from the Bumblebee movie. Yeah, I agree. But I have a problem with Tucker Carlson because he always virtue signals on a lot of racist shit. Like, he even did that. I don't know if you guys noticed. He did that with his Twitter rant / nothing thing. He mentioned... it wasn't diversity. How did he put it? Demographic changes. I mean, the demographic... Anybody that brings up demographic changes is kind of a wink and a nod to being... You know, very, very racist. Tucker's got some issues, man. He just needs to go away. He's already a billionaire. You know, he's already got all the money in the world. Like, just go do something. Go take a permanent vacation and leave the United States alone. He's fomented so much bullshit that I can't stand Tucker Carlson, and I'm glad he got fired.
How exactly did either of them get fired, though?
Were they fired? Okay, so the latest on Don Lemon was he did a show. I can't remember the guy's last name. He was an Indian American, and they were talking about something, and something that dude said pissed Don Lemon off, and Don Lemon went off on him, and apparently that was the final straw for the uppers, and they got rid of him. Right? That's fine. That's their option. They can get rid of him, and he was condescending, and he did deserve to get fired. He sucks. And these people are getting paid exorbitant amount of money. I think Don Lemon's salary was about $10 million a year, somewhere around there. Tucker Carlson's was in the 20s, somewhere in the 20s. Tucker, there's more and more coming out about Tucker. Tucker has a lot to do with the January 6th shit. And the fact that...
In other words, he's become too toxic for Fox to ignore anymore.
Yeah, it really was that way, like that. I mean, they covered
the bottom line's getting threatened now.
Well, I mean, he was their biggest attraction. I mean, let's keep it real here. Tucker Carlson was a good chunk, and if you don't believe that, right after they fired Tucker Carlson, their stock went down. It was over 5%, which is crazy. The $731 million didn't even dropped the stock that much. I think it went down like a dollar or two at the most. But when they got wind that Tucker got fired, that stock dipped over 5%. And that's crazy for one personality. 5% of your stock gone. Can you believe that?
They'd probably rather lose 5% than like more than that.
Yeah, they lost a lot more than that, trust me. Weiland says, Tucker always looked like he was confused and constipated at the same time. Truly amazing. Yeah, that stupid confused look that he's got always killed me, Weiland. I'm like, gee, Manee, man, can you look any dumber than what you look like? You always look like anytime anybody brought up an anti-point to his point, he would look confused, like... Almost like he's taking, like what Weiland's saying, like he's taking a shit, but he's confused. You know, it's like, Oh my god,
like,
you said
like, something. Am I shitting or not?
I know, am I shitting or am I not shitting? You know, it's like really weird. Worst haircut on TV, Brakeman says. It bothered me forever. Yeah, he was born into wealth, the Swanson family heirloom shit. If he has that much money.
I feel like he's a relic from like the 50s with his haircut.
Well, and it doesn't help that he wears those stupid bow ties. Like it's so dated. It does look like he's straight from the 50s. And you know he wishes he could go back to like owning slaves and stuff like that. I mean, the way that he talks, man, like it's like holy fuck, this guy couldn't be more brazen. Freak 5 says, if he has that much money, he needs to keep working to keep the Republicans as a viable party because he doesn't want the Democrats in enough control to raise taxes on the wealthy. Like, once you become a billionaire, who fucking cares? You could take away half of the wealth of a billionaire and they'd still be a billionaire. You know, it's like, I never understood why they care so much about the fucking taxes. It's so weird. I still love that Tucker had to report on Chris Chan and thought that Chris's last name was actually Chan. to his credit, I think Tucker works a lot harder than most rich kid, really, Brakeman. You think sitting there on a show, he worked... You know who was really working on that show? His producers, his writers. He didn't do any work but sit there and spew his nonsense on a day-to-day basis. Let's see. Freak 5 says, I did start listening to a new podcast, listening to the first episode from 2019, To Me podcast. Played some clips of conservatives talking about their side starting an insurrection. One in particular said if Trump was impeached, there would be an insurrection. Tucker's also being courted by Russia, Brakeman says. Well, RT, look. As much as we rail about Russia and all this Russia shit, that was one thing that I couldn't get with on the Democratic side when all that stuff was going on, Brakeman. I didn't think there was collusion per se. Now, was Trump sympathetic towards Russia? No doubt. But collusion, he was too dumb, you know, and nothing ever came about it. And all this stuff about...
It's more like Russia took advantage of his stupidity.
Yeah, that's what it was, more than anything. I didn't buy any of the Russiagate nonsense, to be honest. But you know, it doesn't mean that Trump didn't do wrong on all of that and all this. But, you know, I just think, look, news is better off without people like Don Lemon and without Tucker Carlson. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Now, whether or not they take advantage of this and get better, who knows? I mean, is Fox going to get any better? I doubt it. Is MSNBC going to be any better, or CNN going to be any better? I doubt it. I mean, they all work for the same team, the donor class, the rich people. That's it. Anytime somebody put it to me, who was it?
Well, watch them hire Ben Shapiro to take his place.
Oh my God, that would be peak Fox, man. I mean, actually would be a smart move on their part, I think, because, I mean, he wouldn't say half of the stupid shit that Tucker would.
And or would, Matt Walsh.
That would be peak stupidity, to be honest with you. Brakeman says, now Maurer, Maddow, and Hannity next, please. Yeah. I mean, just get rid of them all. Let's just go back to what we had before, CBS, NBC, and ABC, and all they did was news. That would be nice. That would be refreshing. If you want commentary, you go to a different channel. You know, you don't have... See, that's the problem. They mix commentary and news, man. They should separate the two. You know, if you want commentary, go over there. But you understand that is for entertainment purposes only. If you want actual news, unbiased, then you go here, you know. And then you have people report without opinion. That's how it's supposed to be done. You know, that's how it was done back in the day. It didn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. The problem is with the money. The money, Lebowski. That's what it's all about. It's about the money, all right? The donors. It was put to me in I can't remember, maybe it was Jesse Dollimore that put it this way, where, you know, it's wrapped, or maybe it was...
Brady, are you talking about Keith Olbermann?
I forget
that. He's not on MSNBC anymore, but yeah, it's probably a guy you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't stand that. I can't stand when somebody's too far, you know, up a party's ass. They both work for the same team, the donor class, you know? I mean, when you start, I think maybe it was, I can't remember who it was. Somebody was saying, like, when you, like Tucker Carlson, he said something in his rambling Twitter thing that kind of made sense about, you know, basically being about the donors and stuff. But he wraps it in this thing what did he say? It wasn't diversity, but it was demographics, right? If you wrap it in something like that, then all the networks are able to say, oh, look at this racist piece of shit. You know, he doesn't care about anything. Why would you ever listen to that racist piece of shit? If he would drop his racist rhetoric, you know, the demographics talk and just talk about the issues like the donor class ruling everything, the corporate entities ruling everything, then maybe we could get somewhere. Maybe a guy with his influence, right? He still has millions of people that are going to follow him wherever he goes, whether he goes to OAN or Newsmax or he does his own thing. Maybe he goes to RT, right? Russian television. Maybe he does that. I don't know. But either way, you know, these things matter. When you're already, you know, under fire for racism or other dumb shit that you say, and you bring up actual topics like capitalism and, you know, the working class versus the oligarchs, like the Jeff Bezos of the world and the Bill Gates and, you know, the Koch brothers and the Soroses, all these people that are billionaires. I mean, I really am of the firm mind, Eric, and I don't know if you feel this way. It's really easy, somebody that doesn't have a ton of money to say this, but I really think that we should look long and hard about the class issues that we're having here in the United States, and we need to address them and address them quick. And by saying that, I remember there were times when the effective rate of corporations, the tax rate of corporations, was somewhere in the 90th percentile. Correct me if I'm wrong, Eric. And the country was doing just fine, right? So back in the day, it was the corporations that were taking the biggest bump on taxes, right? Mm. And the working people got to keep more of their money. Therefore, people were happier. Even though they were simpler times, they could afford more for their money, more house for their money, more, you know, car for their money, more food for their money, more everything. You know, we talked about something a long time ago, Eric, and it seemed like a minor point at the time, but it's not minor. You know the dollar store, right? What do they call it? The Dollar Tree?
And everything. There's Dollar Tree, and then there's Family Dollar, and then there's Dollar General.
Okay, I'm talking specifically about Dollar Tree, right?
Or if you go to the UK, it's called Poundland.
No. I'm talking specific about Dollar Tree. Everything in that store was what? A dollar, right? So a lot of senior citizens would go to this particular store because everything was a dollar, right? Including their food, which most of their food was like frozen foods, like little TV dinners and stuff like that, right? And little basic household needs like toothpaste and hairbrushes and, you know, Q-tips and whatever else, right? That's what the dollar store is. It's for these little convenient things to help you live your life like a human being, right? And these are for people that don't have... I mean, I go to the dollar store quite frequently, you know? If I need certain things or whatever.
People are mainly for snacks.
Right. But some of these people are actually going there to live, Eric. And this is my point. The dollar store made a very conscious decision to raise their prices by 25% across the board. So everything in and plus introduce items that are more expensive than a dollar. And that had a chilling, devastating effect on a lot of people. Because now, think about it, Eric. What if somebody raised your I mean, it's happening to everybody. I mean, everything's getting raised. It's always been that way since I was a kid till now. I mean, you can look at things that were sold then, for the most part, that are sold for astronomical amounts of money now, right? But think about your budget, right? If somebody comes to your budget and they take 25% of your budget away, that's a huge blow. So imagine a senior citizen going into a dollar store, and now they have to make a decision. Now I have to get 25% less food because I don't have the money on a fixed income to get, you know, the same amount of food that I got before. So it's really, really ridiculous. Really, really ridiculous. But let's this ties into the Nintendo discussion. Now, I just saw this. I heard about what was going on with the dude that was basically a hacker, and he was selling pirated stuff. I'm guessing. I mean, Jim.
He's basically selling pirated ROMs to people instead of, you know, you just doing it yourself,
right? Which, okay, we all know that type of shit is wrong, right? Doesn't mean it's like the worst thing in the world. It doesn't mean that it's the best thing in the world. It just means that.
And apparently he's a repeat offender, but that doesn't change the fact that what Nintendo did is egregious.
So basically so he was selling ROMs, right, of Nintendo properties, like Mario and I'm assuming Zelda.
Probably more than just Nintendo, but that's what they went after him for.
Well, yeah, because it was Nintendo that sued him. So this guy, in the span of 7 years, made approximately $300,000, which doesn't sound like a lot of money to me. If you break that down, what is that? If we do that on a calculator, Eric, hold on. Where's my calculator? There it is. So $300,000 divided by 7. Hold on. Yeah, it takes me a little bit here. On this, so that's like $42,000 a year, right? So this guy was hustling, basically, which a lot of us hustle. I can't stand either of them. They are both as old as. How dare you go to my? You son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! How dare you all? $42,000 a year. I mean, that's. I mean, for the amount of hustling that this guy did. I mean, more power to him. At least he did something, right? I mean, $42,000 a year is not bad. You know, that's pretty good.
Nintendo have still gone after him, even if he like donated all that money to like good causes or something.
I think they would have if he would have done that. Like at least half of it. Like if he would have taken half of that, and you know, then they would have looked really, really bad, and they still look bad, in my opinion. Here. There's no question that doing that is wrong, right? And I understand Nintendo, of all three of the companies, to do something like that, right? I don't think Sony would have acted in the same manner. I don't think Microsoft would have acted in the same manner, because they're not quite as protective over their first-party stuff as Nintendo is, right?
Well, to be fair, Microsoft and Sony don't have much first-party stuff to begin with, so...
Well, they do.
Not as much to lose.
They actually do, Eric. I mean, look, we could go through them all, right? Microsoft has Gears of War. They got Halo.
What I'm saying is they still sell despite that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. And so does Nintendo. But I think Nintendo still has this old-school mentality where they think that, you know, they have to be this dogged and protective of their stuff. So long and short of it, let's just break it down for people out there. I can't remember this guy's name. I think his name was Bowser, oddly enough. Sold a bunch of ROMs to people, made about $300,000 over the course of 7 years, right? Which, not a ton of money, but it's you know, enough to make a living, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. So what Nintendo did was took him to task, and they took him to court. And he ended up getting a sentence, which we need to talk about something else here, because I agree with Jim on this, with Jim Stephanie Sterling.
Yeah.
Because serving 2 years of hard time for pirating something, something that didn't hurt anybody at all whatsoever, because Nintendo didn't pay their workers any less. They didn't fire anybody over this. There was no real...
Hell, Nintendo could have probably afforded to pay their workers more.
Well, no doubt. But what I'm saying is there was no doubt, nothing harmful that happened to Nintendo.
Piracy doesn't actually take money away from a company. It just... That's money that they could earn that they don't get, and they're mad at that they didn't get it.
Yeah. Woke is a dumb word, Skotoma. It means nothing. There's no definition for woke. There really isn't. Nobody I've ever talked to can tell me what woke is. It's just a made up bullshit term to get people fighting with each other. That's it. So my thing here, Eric, is the 2-year sentence for something that didn't harm anybody was way too harsh. I mean, really, really harsh. Okay. I mean, Skotoma, if you want to talk about phobias, like, there is transphobia in this country, and you look no further than somebody like Kid Rock taking a fucking AK-47 and shooting up a bunch of Bud Light cans and getting all upset because there was some rainbow colored Bud Light cans. It makes zero sense. Getting all riled up for something as stupid as that. I mean, instead of getting riled up for the amount of money that Budweiser donates to fucking Donald Trump or any other company donating to Biden or any number of politicians that get millions and millions, or at least in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and even millions of dollars from these stupid lobbying efforts. Skotoma, you and I are not too far off on things, man. I mean, you know, it's a class war more than anything. And it's designed so that we're always at each other's throats for something instead of the real thing, you know.
Yeah, I do think people are afraid of the LGBT community.
Yes, absolutely they are.
Because there are Christians out there who've been so indoctrinated by a warped teaching of their supposed faith that they believe that Muslims and Jews are literally demon possessed, and so when it comes to LGBT, it's not that much different. They might as well be possessed in the same way that those other people are considered possessed.
I've seen actually, you know, people put the LGBT community in that group of quote possessed. You know, like these are possessed.
I think you're severely underestimating people's abilities. Perception of reality become so warped because of what they're fed.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily an indictment on you either, Skotoma. I mean, it's an indictment on people that always are like thinking that gay people or trans people are somehow going to turn them gay.
I could take Skotoma's comment saying, "Lol, it doesn't make sense." It doesn't make sense, but it's true.
Yeah,
it doesn't have to make sense. It's right, just, that is right. The reality.
Right, it's reality. Right, it's weird. I mean, people lost their fucking mind over those Bud Light cans, and I'm like, really? So just don't buy those editions. Go to a different liquor store. Buy the regular blue cans and enjoy your life. I mean, I happen to think Bud Light tastes like fucking piss water. You know. I mean, it's just so stupid. There's a case in Wisconsin about an 18-year-old transgender who went into a girl's shower completely naked, even when the girls...
Can we not call people transgenders like they're not people? Can we just say 18-year-old whatever then?
Transgender. I don't think that's a terrible term, Eric.
Yeah, but by itself, I think it is.
Really? I mean, yeah. We'll have to have a discussion on this.
I've been corrected about it before, so okay. I'm going to stick to that.
All right. Well, I mean, I guess. I mean, I've never heard that. I mean, but eight. Okay. But see, this isn't okay. That's an adult kid problem. That's not necessarily a transgender issue, I wouldn't think. I would think that would be lie more on the, you know, you're too old to be in that room more than anything. I mean, that's look, I mean, that's terrible. Scotoma. I mean, you don't. I mean, an adult in a room with some kids. I mean, there's some problems there. It has. I don't think it has. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd have to look at that case before I, you know, even say anything. Yeah. See, groomer. I mean, that is such a dumb thing. I talked last week about. Yeah. No. I see. That's the thing, Scotoma. What else? I mean, trans person. Like, what are you supposed to say, Eric? What's the term?
I mean, that's the only acceptable use term. Then that's the only. I think yeah. That's it. It's the only context in which you could actually reference transgender. Because I thought the TNL.
But what if you say like a transgender man? I don't see any problem with that, Eric. Like what?
Yeah,
what?
I'm just saying you should qualify it. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. It's more of a qualification thing than anything. Okay, I see where you're coming from. Like, because I'm literally aghast, Eric. Like, because I don't. I mean, I usually say transgender person. You know, I mean, because...
Or, yeah. Either say person or say whatever the case is.
Right, but, yeah, if you just say... Okay, I see where you're coming from, Eric. All right, I stand corrected. I understand. So that transgender person should be in trouble for being an adult in a kid's... And exposing themselves. Like, that would be more of a... you know, what is that law... exposure in public or whatever it is. What the hell is
indecent
that?
Like, exposure.
Indecent exposure. That would be more the issue than anything to do with a person's sexuality, I would say. I don't know. I mean, laws are different in different places, man. And also,
what
that's...
What I'd like to know from Scotoma is, like, was this person also a trans woman, or were they a trans man, or going into the men's restroom? And I mean, you didn't specify... What their own gender?
I think it was I think the person had male parts, Eric. So a transgender male went into a girl's locker room and exposed himself to. So that is troubling.
Maybe the problem is the case. They went to the girl's restroom because they don't have any other choice but to do though. And everybody else had a problem with it because they couldn't solve their fucking restroom.
I actually would have had a problem with that, Eric, myself, because think about it, Eric. You have some girls, right? Let's say you have a couple of girls. Mm-hmm. I happen to have one girl. If my daughter walked into and she was 14, and she walked into a shower and there's some dude there, fully exposed. I don't care if that person is a transgender man. I don't care if that person is a homosexual man. I don't care if that person is a, whatever that person identifies as. That's a man, an adult man, exposing himself to my daughter. You see, that would be an issue.
So, but because of the age gap.
Because of the age. Not because of...
It's not because of the genitals.
Not because of the genitals. It's because of the... If it would have been a woman in there, right? Let's take the same scenario. And
So what do you do in situations like this if it's a public space?
Well, this is a problem, man. I mean, they're maybe stalls, I mean, is the best way to do it. Like, I always said this, Eric. Like,
yeah, so why aren't there like shower stalls and like a place you can go to put your clothes so you don't have to worry about them getting wet and nobody has to see anybody.
Yeah. So it sounds like a
structurally.
It shouldn't. Yeah,
based on most bathrooms in this country aren't designed and they're designed with the binary gender norm, and that's a problem because we haven't done anything with
it. I've talked about this, Eric. Like what, I mean, okay, I hate going into men's bathrooms, right? Because, especially at the urinal, because you either have a bunch of urinals next to each other and you're just expected to pull out your junk and piss, and who cares who stands next to you or whatever, right? We're all men. I have a problem with that. I'm more of a private person. I want privacy when I'm going to the bathroom. It's not because my junk is too big or too small or whatever the case is. I just want privacy. I'm going to the bathroom. I think that's one of the most private things you can do in your life. That and sex, right? I mean, going to the bathroom is like I mean, you want privacy. I mean, there's a reason.
Scotoma, that's the problem that every person has a problem with people like you, because you don't seem to actually understand their problems. They're not trying to shove it in your face. They're trying to tell you, I want you to care about these issues, and you're acting like you don't give a shit. So, and the things I've seen you say on this channel make me believe that you don't actually care.
Well, look, I think it's just a lack of it's a lack of knowledge more than anything. You know, I mean, there's there's certain plights that people have in their lives that
I mean, you said on this channel, and I quote, you were talking to Freak about this, not me, but the next thing you're going to say is there's more than two genders. See, you don't even understand.
That's what I'm talking about.
The problem. Yeah. So how can you say and believe these things? We don't know anything.
See, that's okay.
You need to learn.
But here's the thing, Eric. It's,
be better.
It's ignorance more than anything. It's not. Look, I've had talks with Skodoma.
People aren't trying to shove it in their face. They're trying to educate you.
It's education. And yeah.
Quit resisting them and listen.
You know, I mean, or not. I mean, it's a free country, right? If you don't choose to know these things, then you choose not to.
Yeah, but at least then you'll have an informed decision, even if you decide to make the unfortunate choice.
There's a difference between gender and sex, Skodoma. There really is, man. I really wish you would... I agree with Eric in this respect. Knowledge is power, man. I mean, knowledge will set you free on a lot of things, man. If you took the time to actually understand... that there are more than one gender, right? There's one thing called sex. There's another thing called gender. I mean, it all ties in. Knowledge is power. You know, gender is social. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, gender is largely a social construct.
Yeah, it's a social construct. Yep, no doubt. Sex is biology. Gender is social.
A lot of people seem to think that, like, your body parts on the bottom are the thing that defines your gender.
Yeah, and that's not it. If you feel a certain way, you feel a certain way. You know, it's just it's really weird. It's why Texas and Nazi burn books. They're afraid of knowledge. Yeah, I you know, if you don't educate yourself, it's like the law. If you don't educate yourself on the law, then when a cop pulls you over, he can push you around because you don't know the law, right? Also, if you don't have a camera. So if anyone can change their gender, why can't they change their race or age? Because those are... race is binary, Skodoma. Gender is not. if you feel...
Also, people's brains are hardwired from the beginning, so yeah. There's that to consider, too.
And age is a biological... It's not a construct.
They're just changing their body shape to conform to what... in their head.
If you feel like, look,
it's called gender dysphoria. Look it up.
Gender dysphoria. If you feel like a woman, but you're trapped in a man's body, then that's how you feel. I've known people like that. That were actual women. Every mannerism.
Transitioning
every...
is largely a remedy for dealing with your dysphoria.
And why we're not okay with that is beyond me, Skodoma. Like, you seem like a reasonable person. Like, why is it not... Why do you think it's not possible for somebody to be trapped in a body that they feel uncomfortable with? What is the problem with that? If someone believes they're a woman, or if somebody believes they're a man, and they're trapped in a woman's body, that's how they feel. You know? It's... I don't know. I mean, look, do I have all the answers? No. But I know that from reading, you know, actual science, it is possible to be a woman trapped in a man's body or vice versa. Or maybe you feel like both. Or maybe you're bisexual and you like...
I'm non-binary. I don't feel like either.
Yeah, and maybe you're like Eric and you don't feel like either.
Yeah, and you know? I don't have a complex about wanting to be one or the other.
No, there's no...
It doesn't have a factor in my life.
Right.
But I realize because of the way I look, people are going to treat me a certain way, and I get privileged because of that, and I get disprivileged in other areas because of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is what it is. But I just... I don't know. Let's get to this Nintendo thing, right? The Nintendo thing is interesting because it's about punishment, right? Our justice system is set to punish. It's not It's not about rehabilitating anybody. It has.
Scudamo, now you're just being all over the place.
Why is it that men are better
than. We're not even talking about that, whatever you're talking
why
about.
Why is it that men are better than being a woman than biological women? That's not. That has not. They're not saying they're better. That's not. It's not.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know. I don't know what you're trying to say either, Scotoma. It's not a matter of being better.
How did you even get to that?
It's a matter of being equal. That's it. It's a matter of being equal. I don't look at anybody in any specific way other than you know, people are who they are. You know, Women of the Year, Dylan Mulvane. I don't even know what you're talking about. I have no
idea.
Is he
making a joke at this point?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you're saying, man. Breakman says, I mess up when I'm talking all the time. I'm not knowledgeable about a lot of things. I'm trying to say we need to give each other some leeway to try and understand. Yeah, see, that's it. Dylan went to the college. What? I don't even know who Dylan Mulvane is. Sorry. I'm ignorant to that. I don't know.
Oh, Dylan Mulvaney, that's the...
That's the spokesperson for the latest ad.
Okay. We could have a nuanced discussion about the money involved in that deal rather than, you know, I'm up in arms because of fucking Rainbow Can. You know, I mean, that's so dumb.
The only problem I have with Dylan is not even Dylan himself, it's Bud, because they're hiring her to promote their product, despite the fact that what you said earlier, they've given money to the Trump's campaign, and they just want people's money.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay,
issues. They just want money.
This ties in here.
It's called rainbow capitalism.
This ties in here, Eric.
You can pretend that we care about the community, but we really just want your money.
Well, that's the way that it is. I'm happy it happened because it exposed a lot of stuff. But here's how it ties into this.
None of that matters, though, if you're just getting kickbacks from the other side.
Eric, here's how it ties into the Nintendo discussion. Nintendo is a juggernaut of a company, right? And they intended
to... Let's get back on topic, please.
Yeah, they intended to punish this Bowser guy. Right, it wasn't about recuperating any losses. You know what this guy has to go through now. All right, so he made $300,000 over 7 years, basically off of the Nintendo name. Right, we all agreed that it. Mm-hmm. I guess it's the wrong thing to do. Right, but is that really punishable by time in prison? Like I argue not. What did he gain by being in prison? Is he not going to do the same things when he gets out? Of course he is. He has to make a living somehow. This is all he knows, pretty much, right? So my thing is, not only did he get a 2-year sentence, but any future earnings, right? So they in favor of Nintendo, the judge gave a summary judgment, I believe, of $14.5 million total to Nintendo. So this guy has to pay $14.5 million. You know how he's going to do this? They're taking 30% of his pay, up to and including when he was in prison. Any money that he made in there, Nintendo got 30% of that. So when this guy gets out, right? When this guy gets out of prison, For his entire rest of his life, 30% of his...
Oh, the feed's dead.
Sorry. No, it's not. It just came back.
Oh.
Refresh. Can you put that into chat, Eric?
Yeah, you should refresh people.
Well, can you put it into chat? Type it.
I refresh myself.
Yeah. Tell them to put refresh in the chat there. So... Here's what I'm saying. It ties into capitalism because now this guy is basically an indentured servant for the rest of his life, right? Any money that he makes,
sue him for way more than the money he made pirating games.
Right, $14.5 million for a $300,000
for a sum that he can never pay back in his lifetime.
He'll never pay it back in his lifetime. He could be, you know, he could live to 100 and never pay Nintendo back, but they'll always be getting 30% of some piddly check that he's going to get, you know, doing whatever he's going to do, whether he's a janitor or whatever. And I doubt very seriously he's going to be a CEO of a company making millions and millions of dollars, which
is... That judge is a coward. He should have said no to Nintendo and said, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna make you do community service.
Yep.
And you're going to do this until you pay back the sum that you
Yeah, made. It should have been, we're gonna make you do community service. We know $300,000 is going to be quite a insurmountable hill for you, as it would be for most normal people to overcome. So we're going to take half of that. We're going to make you pay $150,000 over the course of your life. That might seem a little more reasonable. So the 30% might pay for that $150,000. Bud Light is hurting with loss of sales. Well, I mean, that's their problem. That's I don't have any fucking feelings towards Bud Light other than I think it tastes like piss water, to be honest, Skotoma.
I mean, I really don't buy Bud anyway.
What's that?
Who'd want to buy Bud anyway?
Well, I mean, it was a conservative stronghold for a long time, man. Anytime you saw a conservative endorse a beer, usually it was Bud Light. Even crooked managers don't ask for that much of a cut. I know, 30%, man.
And let's not also forget that Nintendo shut down a mod project for Breath of the Wild. All because Breath of the Wild is too close in proximity to a release of the follow-up title.
Look, I don't mind Nintendo being dogged over their properties, because they are the smallest of the three, the big three, right? And they have to protect their intellectual properties, but this is going a bit too far. $14.5 million plus 2 years in jail for what? For selling fucking ROMs? I mean, get the fuck out of here. It's just, it's so ridiculous. Yeah, he was fined $14.5 million total, Freak Five. So 30% of all his future earnings go to Nintendo. Hey, why didn't they just do 100%? Fuck it. I mean, make him work purely for Nintendo. You know what would be ironic, Eric, if he actually tried to get a job at Nintendo and got hired? maybe he got lucky and people saw his name, his last name Bowser, and they're like, oh, you know, and then he got hired at Nintendo. So
now we have two Bowser. We have Doug Bowser and we've got Gary Bowser.
I know, Gary Bowser. And then maybe they could make him a CEO and then he could easily pay that, you know? I mean, there you go. There's an idea, Nintendo. Hire this guy as one of your CEOs. And then maybe in a year or two, you'll get your money back, you know, and then he could go on with his life and you could go on with your life. Problem solved. The problem is capitalism and the prison system and a plethora of other things. I mean, look, we're on the downward spiral of capitalism. Right. I know that term has been thrown around about the death of capitalism and, you know, all these things, but we really, I mean, the gap between the 1% and the 99% is getting ever bigger. And I don't exactly know what the breaking point is, but I know we're getting there. And I know it's really close to, it's sort of like...
Wait, isn't Dylan a trans woman? Why are you misgendering her, Skotoma?
I don't understand what's going on. I really don't. I don't know what's going on. It wasn't Napster they even used. I don't know. They gave him a sponsorship. Oh, and by the way, he wants everyone who misgenders him to be arrested. I don't agree with that because I'm still learning, Skotoma, but I'd like to see where you saw that, because I think that's a conservative, like Fox News.
They're probably getting upset anybody misgenders her, but I think that comment is coming from a place of, well, they might as well be acting like that, so I'm just going to say it's true.
Yeah, I'd like to see where that came from, Skotoma. What's the source on that? Because I don't think that's true. I don't think he specifically, I mean, was it a Twitter comment? Was it done in jest? Was it, you know, he said it on his TikTok. Okay, so there you go. Why are you
continuing to misgender them, by the way? Why?
I mean... Look, obviously that was a facetious comment, Skotoma. Nobody in their right minds thinks that anybody should be going to jail for misgendering somebody. It's just, that's ridiculous.
Gendering somebody correctly is important, but I don't think transgendered people care that much.
Yeah,
I mean, they actually tell some of that in seriousness.
I mean, I wouldn't want...
They are all most likelihood...
I've been... Fun. Look, I remember one time when I was a kid. I'll tell you guys this. And I had long hair as a kid. And then I... For the longest, I had short hair. But as a kid, when I had long hair, like, this one woman came up to my mom. And she's like, oh, your daughter's so pretty. And I looked at her. And I was like, you know, I guess. And then I just walked on. I moved on with my life. You know, it's like... If somebody doesn't know, it's out of ignorance. It's not because they're intentionally trying to hurt or anything of that nature. So, no, I don't think anybody should be put in jail because they misgender somebody. Like, it does happen, right? I mean, it's just the way that it is. If somebody identifies as a fucking...
Yeah, if they screw up, all they have to do is correct themselves.
Yeah, I mean... And I think
unlike
my mom...
certain someone on here.
Well, look, it Dylan is a girl, right? Identifies as a woman. I'm assuming. So we need to or do they? Do they? See, there you go. This is the pronoun argument that people are all
no,
up
that,
in arms.
That's you wanting to speak in a way that liberates you from any kind of consequence. That's not the same thing. So
okay, well. Bernie, just TikTok. Okay. Bernie is a TikTok follower of hers, So it's. Dylan is definitely a woman, so and identifies as a woman. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Dylan is a woman.
And they gave her tampons. Yeah, they're not going to be able to use tampons because
that's one of her. That's
they don't
one
have
her
the parts.
Things, though. It makes her real special.
I know
she's
this woman.
She's the one that had the change.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
She carries the tampons.
Okay. Let me explain this Tampax thing with Dylan. Okay. This shows you what type of person this person is. She's amazing, and I'll tell you why. She carries around a Tampax or two in her purse, and you know why she carries? Not for her. She doesn't carry around the Tampax for herself because obviously she can't use them. They're, even if she were to go through the surgeries and get all the woman parts and all that, she would never bleed, right? Mm-hmm. Can you hold on just a second? Let me explain. Yeah. All right. The reason that this woman carries around Tampax is for other women that need them. Mm-hmm. And she has offered that before. It's the kind thing to do.
Scout's motto, always be prepared.
Yeah, well,
it's not
I mean,
just for you.
That's extraordinary in itself, don't you think?
They're being an ally to their fellow trans folk.
Or women in general. So I don't see the problem. I think it's actually... Really, really good. I didn't get a chance to play the free for all song, so let me do that real quick.
Yeah, we kind of suck it.
Yeah, suck it. We have to get that in there because this whole conversation is ridiculous. I mean, look, Scotoma is right in one thing. We're fighting about the wrong things, right? We're sitting here fighting about what to call a woman. That it identifies as a woman. It's a woman. It's pretty simple. If a person identifies as both, then they identify as both, and you should call them they, them, whatever, right? Whatever pronouns are appropriate. That's it.
I don't think it's simple.
Think
wanting to have people be treated the way they want to be treated is not worth fighting for. I think it's absolutely worth fighting for, and I think Scotoma could learn to, you know, care enough to do that.
I mean, we're all on a journey, right? Life is a big journey, Eric. Like, I've got stuff to learn.
I know you're not there yet, but I want you to at least try working towards getting there.
Look, we're all on this journey, Eric. I've learned...
I feel like they're not even trying at this point.
they get what they get. Scotoma, you're something else, man. Like you have this old school... Like old man vibe when you say these things, dude. Like you can't, you would have been best. Like this isn't your era, dude. Like you would have been best. Like back in 1950 when these things were okay to like judge people in that manner and say these things. You know, I mean, I think. But I think you are reasonable. That's why, like sometimes when I'm talking to you, like I see that glimmer. You know, you're almost there, Scotoma. I mean, it. Like I said, life is a journey, man. We all learn things from each other. We should learn, you know, from our mistakes and our past. It's really not that hard. I mean, if a person wants to be identified as you know, a woman, then they're a woman. It's pretty simple. It's not hard. It's not rocket science. It's not, you know, it's not, I mean, you may not like it. It may go against your religious beliefs, which is a different discussion. You know, and maybe that's what's kind of like fucking you up and making you, you know, resistant to, you know, understanding. But at the end of the day, it doesn't change facts. Facts are facts. You know, like it's just the way that it is. Don't forget, when she was a man, she was probably insulted by being compared to a woman by the same people misgendering her now. That's a good point, Freak Five. Like, it just, I don't know. I think we should be tolerant of anything. We should be tolerant, you know, of people buying our products if they're black, if they're transgender, if they're white, if they're, you know, who cares? At the end of the day, we're all people. We have to live in this world together. You know, treat everybody with respect. I mean, these are biblical things as well, right? But they're also moral things, just in general. You know, we should be able to get along with anybody, any shape, form, or fashion. There should never be, you know, treat people as they treat you type thing. Or, you know, I actually think that's a little bit different. If somebody's, like, being an asshole to you, kill them with kindness. I mean, I try to do that. Sometimes I get upset. It's a normal, natural emotion to be upset, pissed off at somebody. So be it. I mean, I'm human. I make mistakes. Everybody out there makes mistakes. It's what we do after we, you know, we make those mistakes. Do we learn from them, or do we continually make the same mistakes over and over and over? I've done that several times with money. I used to be really terrible with money. I would to this day, I'm not the greatest with money. But I've learned.
It's hard to be good with money when you have so little to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
When you have little to begin with, then it's really hard to be good with money. That's exactly right, Eric. And
I sacrificed half my paycheck to my rent. Today.
Yeah, yeah, I know. When you're doing that, see, when I get my car, I mean, a good chunk of my money is going to my car. You know, and then you have to make adjustments, like maybe you don't go out to eat as often and all this. And that sucks. That's part of being poor. That's part of being lower middle class, whatever. Not the 1%. The 1%, these aren't even problems. They can buy cars. They can buy because it's capitalism, right? I mean, the 1% are privileged and everybody else is not. You know, that's the way it is. It's not true. That's not even religious. You can chop up and mutilate your body all you want. It will never change the truth. Which brings me to another funny point. They want us to accept them for who they are when they don't even accept themselves for who they are. Well, they have, Skodema. That's the point. They are a woman. I know it's hard for you to believe, but that this Dylan person is a woman. I know it's mind blowing. They weren't born with the parts, but they are definitely a woman.
You're talking about someone who's suffering. We're talking about transgender people, and they've been historically pretty much pariahed from society, and they continue to have the rights stripped from them, and treated like decent people in many places, and. It's less them not accepting themselves and more them having to cope with their miserable existence
because yeah,
the rest
yeah.
of society continues to make them miserable.
Yeah, and I think, look, I've known trans people in my life.
That contributes never, to their dysphoria.
Never had an issue with any of them. Not to say that there isn't a rogue transgender person out there that is, you know, a psychopath or a killer or something like that, but do we treat all of our society because bad all white people are bad because Jeffrey Dahmer was a killer? Of course not. It's absurd. It's absurd to think in those terms. So why would you think that about trans people? Even if you had a bad experience with a trans person, you know, why would you think of that about all trans people? I mean, it's absurd. It's just, I mean, think about it on the surface, man. Like, people are people. They're going to be who they are, and that's it. You know, I mean, you just have to deal with it or not. You can choose to learn, or you can stay ignorant and stay anti something when there's really no reason to be. You know, I mean, I'm not saying you have to get out there and dress and drag. I'm not a drag queen.
So what? That doesn't mean you understand their struggles.
No, that's right.
Doesn't mean you care about them either. It just means they happen to be gay.
I have gay friends. That's great, Skodema. Try to learn more. Learn more about this transgender thing. You know, and if you tell me your gay friends say that this transgender thing is this and that and the other, bro, come on, man. They don't think they are different sex.
Yeah, no. They're cisgender. That's why.
That's exactly right.
Gay people.
There's a difference, Skodema. There is a difference. Right? I have somebody very close to me that's gay. I don't want to discuss it because I don't want to cause them any issues. But if you identify as a woman, then you are a woman. If you identify as a guy, if you're non-binary like Eric, and you don't think you're either, then you're neither. You know,
there are some trans men that are also gay because of their manness.
Yes. So they're not the same thing. That's exactly right. Great, man. That's exactly right. I know it's hard and it's difficult to understand, Skodema, but eventually you'll get there. I have no doubt. All right, man. That's all we got, Eric. Any plugs? Let's do our plugs and any final thoughts.
You can find my written reviews, my old ass written reviews. I don't know when I'll get around to doing another one, but you can find those on BostonBastardBrigade.com. The ones on those two other sites are gone, so we can't go see those. But there's also the audio reviews on the feed, and like I said earlier, I've got a review for Melon Journey on. If you're a fan of adventure games, you might want to listen to it, see if it's worth your while. I don't go into specifics, but I give you a breakdown of what the overall plot is, and if that sounds interesting, maybe you can check it out. But if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG. Pending multiple other platforms, I might post that on. I haven't created an account, but I might consider it because Twitter's can slowly getting worse.
Yes, Twitter's getting weird, man. It's now I just saw that people are starting to make money on Twitter with like special tiers and memberships, like YouTube. It's like weird. Like, why would
you
want to
post videos? Pay like a ridiculous amount of money for a month.
Yeah, I saw memberships for like $1. I'm like, why would I pay $1? I mean, isn't Twitter just
pay $8 for a blue check mark so you can also do editing?
I know. I'm not doing any of that shit, man. Come on, man. It's not robust enough. Twitter doesn't take up a huge chunk of my life. I had to report someone for posting child porn. Ooh, that's interesting, Breakman. Yeah, that's crazy. The fuck is wrong with people? That's right. Why would they do that on Twitter? That's crazy. Fuck. Why would they do that, period, I guess is the question. Ugh. All right. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, or Frank Branches. You can follow me on Twitter for the time being, Frank Branches, until something better comes along, I guess. I don't know. You can follow my other channel on YouTube, Mexican Longhair. I mentioned my long hair earlier. I do activism. I do cop watching. I do a bunch of stuff on that channel. So,
check it out. One more thing I want to say on this issue for today, and a lot of these people say that say stuff like people putting this stuff in my face are like the same mentality of Christians have a persecution complex.
I know. You know, it's so weird, Eric, like this whole
like
argument.
You're on the top. You're complaining because you're not. Not Christian supremacy, and if it's not Christian supremacy, it's in my face.
Skodema says, so what about sexually graphic books in schools?
Oh, so boy. What? Well, why are you giving me a fallacious question to a topic we weren't even bringing up?
This is really easy. Really easy, Skodema. Do you let your kids watch rated R movies or NC-17 movies? That's my retort to that.
If the answer is it depends on what film, then yeah.
The answer should be no. I mean, I don't think any kids should be really watching rated R movies unless they're under, you know. Okay, he says no.
Let your daughter watch
perfect.
Killer Clowns from Outer
so
Space.
Why would you let your kids read a sexually graphic novel, Skodema? I don't even like them on YouTube. Yeah, see, there you go. I mean, that you're a good, responsible parent, just like most parents are. I trust the parents, Skodema. I trust that you are smart enough to know that, you know, and if you run across a book that your kids are reading that seems questionable, I trust that you would take it out of their hands. But I don't think the book should be banned. 100%.
Well, we wanted to get out early, and we kind of went all the way.
Yeah, that's all right. All right, we're out of here, guys. Take care. Take care of yourself this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Have a great day.